on the call and on the video today, and she's going to introduce me. Tell the people who you are and do what you came to do.
Oh, I'm Karen Wilson.
And you are here to do what?
Introduce you.
Go ahead.
Oh, my father, everybody.
All right, her father. Wonderful. God bless you, family. What an awesome day to be alive. What an awesome day to be in the land of the living. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. We serve an awesome God who's worthy of praise, glory, and honor, and for this I bless him. I am just so excited just once again to be connected to you, to come into your lives. On yesterday in service, I met a woman in Atlanta who came to our service just because she's a part of the Morning Vitamin, and I say hello to you and God bless you for just coming and letting me know how the Morning Inspirational Vitamin is a blessing to you and to all of you all around the country. So let's continue to do the good work that we are doing. Share this video, post this video, repost this video. To those of you who are watching by repost, post it again because it's going around the world. Let's start this day off with prayer. Father, I thank you for you are awesome and holy. You are mighty and wonderful and all-powerful, and you do all things well. God, I thank you for another opportunity to show this world just how good you are. We bless you for this gift called Monday, God, one we've never seen before and one we'll never see again. God, I pray today for those who are connected to this call. God, I pray for their peace, their power, and their prosperity. God, I pray that you would wrap your loving arms around them and give them peace on today, comfort, heal, deliver, do what only a real God can do. And for this, I will bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen, amen, amen. Family, let's go to the word of the Lord on this morning. The book of 2 Samuel, I'm still talking about warriors, the 23rd chapter, and it reads as such. It says, "And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in the time of snow." You got to hear this. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in the time of snow. Verse 21, "And he slew the Egyptian, a goodly man. An Egyptian had a spear in his hand, but he went down to him with a staff and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and slew him with his own spear." My goodness, there's so much in this text that I've got to share with you. Here you have Benaiah, one of David's mighty warriors. We've been talking about awakening the warrior within each of us to do what God has commanded us to do. It's time to wake the warrior up. Wake up, warriors. We are no longer going to sit by and allow life and the enemy to do what it wants to, what they want to in our lives. We're going to take control. We are going to come to the battle. So here, Benaiah, a valiant man, which means he had courage and determination. You won't win any fight that you're afraid of. You won't win any battle that you're afraid to get out there and do what God has commanded for you to do. He was from a place called Kabzeel, which means chosen by God. My goodness, there's so much that God is sharing with us in this text. Not only do you have to have courage, but you have to know that you have been chosen by God. This gentleman did something, and the title of today is How to Beat a Tough Thing in a Tight Place on a Cold Day. How to beat a tough thing in a tight place on a cold day. It says here that he had to fight these lion-like men. Lions are kings of the jungle. They're bullies. They are the gangsters of the animal kingdom. The way they fight, they like to sneak up on you and use sneak attacks. The enemy often wants to sneak up on us, tip into our lives, many times disguised as friends, sometimes disguised as relatives, oftentimes disguised in relationships, sneak up on you and then spring up and attack when you least expect it. But here, being warriors, we're not going to run this time. We're not going to play dead, deaf, or blind. We're going to deal with this lion. We're going to fight him. He's a tough thing. We're going to fight in a tight place, but on a cold day. We can be victorious. But I heard in the text, this is what Benaiah did. He went down into the pit. Family, sometimes you got to go down and get on the enemy's level and tell him if it's a fight you want, it's a fight you get. I'm not running this year. I ran last year. I ran the year before. I dropped everything just to get away from you. But I found out the more I run, the more you follow. So this time, Benaiah said, enough is enough. He got down into the pit. Watch what he does. He takes the enemy's weapon and uses it on him. How to defeat a tough thing in a tight place on a cold day? Take everything that the enemy is trying to use on you and turn it around on him. When the enemy tells you what you're not going to be, you tell him, this is what God says I am. I am more than a conqueror through him that loved us. When the enemy is showing you all of his weapons, you got to turn it around and use it on him and tell him, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. When the enemy begins to try to attack you and afflict your body, you got to tell the enemy that by his stripes, I am healed. So today we're going to fight a tough thing in a tight place on a cold day by taking the enemy's weapon and turning it around on him. And I guarantee you, you will be victorious. This battle is the battle that we must win. Our family is depending upon it. Our children are depending upon it. You are depending upon winning this battle. I know it's a tough thing. I know it's a tight place. I know it's a cold day, but God has given you everything you need to be victorious. You can't play dead this time. You can't run. You can't throw in the towel. Stand, fight, and you will be victorious. Take everything that the enemy is trying to use on you and use it on him. Let me close this way. Can you imagine being in a little heated fellowship, a little conflict, and being threatened by someone who has a weapon? Then somewhere in the midst of the conflict, they drop the weapon and it rolls towards your feet. My, something's about to happen. You mean to tell me you've been threatening me with this bat all this time, and in the middle of the conflict, you're going to drop it and it rolls to my feet? What do you think I'm going to give it back to you? No, sir. What I'm going to do is take what you've been using on me and use it back on you. This is your day. This is your opportunity. Let the enemy know you will not be victorious. I am going to win this fight. Let's pray, y'all. Let's pray. I am so excited what God is going to do in your life today. Father, I thank you now for us to know that it's a tough thing. It's a tight place. It's a cold day, but victory shall be ours. God, we're not running. We're not laying down. We're not giving up. We're going to trust you. We're going to take everything that the enemy is using on us and use it back on him. God, our prayer life, our faith, our praise, our worship, we're going to use it back on him, and we shall be victorious. So God, I pray for those who are on this call, watching this video, who are in the midst of a battle, in a tight place, on a cold day. God, they feel like giving up, but I pray that something spoken over the airwaves today is encouraging them to stay in the fight. Their bloodline, their generations are depending upon this victory. So God, empower their hands. God, give them the courage necessary for victory. And for this, we will bless you. We will give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I am praying for you. You can do it. Yes, you can. I know it's a tough thing in a tight place on a cold day, but victory is mine. Victory is mine. Yes, you're going to be victorious. Family, I got to get out of here. Remember to repost this video and repost this video and tell your friends and become my friend so we can repost this video all around the world. We got to get out of here. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shall glory. And amen. I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.